Hello, everyone. This is Bo Bonner, Formation Coordinator at Blessed Sacrament Church, and welcome to something that we're trying to start here with our book program. We have so many wonderful people either going to Blessed Sacrament or connected to Blessed Sacrament in the Wichita Diocese in some way that I thought it would be wonderful to ask them not only what they personally feel about some of the things we're reading, but you know, utilizing their expertise to bring new light to what we're doing here. So especially since we're doing the book of Mark, I thought this would be a great time to start this adventure. And so I started going around and bothering folks to see if they would be, guinea pig and be the first people for me to try this with. So today I'm with Margaret Daw. She's been a parishioner here at Blessed Sacrament for about a decade, but she's also the director of creative writing at the program over at Wichita State University. So, Margaret, thank you for coming and being with us.
You are welcome.
What I've asked Margaret to do, this is actually a fun confluence of events. I asked you this on Easter Vigil as we were standing by the Easter fire, and then today is the Feast of St. Mark, So it all seems very appropriate. I've actually had the wonderful chance to take Margaret's class, specifically talking about the construction of stories and the sort of archetypal nature that so many stories, especially in Western literature, but in all literature, begin to follow. So what we're going to do today is talk about reading St. Mark in a new way, to sort of maybe put a new light on it for us who are just kind of used to hearing it over and over again in the liturgy. We're going to read Mark with it being a story in mind. And so here I have in front of me a literature professor, and I've asked her to approach it as literature. If Mark was the new bestseller on the New York Times, what sort of way would we look at it like we would in a class? So, Margaret, again, I want to say thank you for this. And let's just start out with some of these basics. When we say we're going to look at the Gospel of Mark like we would in a literature class, what's some of the things we might mean?
Okay. Well, when I teach about a story, I talk about every story has to have a conflict, has to have an external conflict. And I would look in Mark, but I would ask first, well, who is the protagonist and who is the antagonist? And we would talk about what the nature of the conflict is between those two groups. And then I would also ask students to look at how the author has built the story in a way that is familiar to all of us, so that we start with an exposition. The exposition is the setup for the story. What's the background on the conflict? And then we move into escalating conflict, and from there to a larger climax, and then a falling action, which involves often physical suffering and a denouement. And we can tell already that the story of Jesus' life fits that perfectly.
You know, one of the things that I want to throw out after hearing you point that out, so many people read the Bible and they say, well, it's history. And of course, we think that it's historical, that these things happen. But what I try to get in people's minds that history as we think of it, sort of as like a documentary on the History Channel, is a very new way of presenting a story that would be very unfamiliar to the people writing the time, especially St. Mark. Even when presenting history, the people of the ancient world would think about presenting the story exactly with this sort of architecture, this skeleton of the story, no matter what they were doing. So just to head off what anybody might be hearing, we're not saying that like, well, okay, Mark was making up the story. What we're actually kind of trying to say is that life itself, more than we even want it to be sometimes, starts sounding like these stories. J.R.R. Tolkien, what he said of Christianity was that Christianity was the one true myth. And what he meant by that was not that Christianity was fake, but that somehow all of the sort of mythic yearnings of all of mankind sort of find themselves in the story of Christianity and of Jesus. So not only do I think this is a unique way of looking at this, I think this is pivotal to have a sort of correction about how we read the Bible. It's not just sort of an ancient encyclopedia of, you know, facts about Jesus' life. It's this compelling story. And if there's one gospel you read that you're not feeling compelled by, you know, if you don't think St. Mark in the end is a compelling read, I don't know, we need to suggest some other books for you or something like that. So,
well, what I would say about this, the idea of telling, looking at it as a story, is as Jesus's task was to change the hearts of the women and men on earth, Mark is coming after, and any storyteller is thinking about how to engage his listener or reader in a way that makes emotional and psychological sense. And I think by talking about the stages of a story, I'm just pointing out Mark is kindly thinking about how busy people are and how the kind of world they're coming from to sink into this beautiful story.
No, I think that makes great sense. I think the very proof of this, right, is that the New Testament has four gospels, right? They're very early on in church history. People tried to make sort of a super gospel that I'm going to mess up the name, so I'm not going to try. But yeah, the super gospel tried to like put all of the gospel accounts together, not just the four, but other ones as well. And the church, and like I say, I think rightfully rejects this, because what that would give is the impression that there are in some other religions, like, here is the account come down from heaven, you know, the historical facts. But the church and God himself realizes as humans it's going to be a harmony, a sermonic harmony of four different voices that will get something much more like what actually happened with Jesus, his life and his importance. So I'm really excited about this. I'm glad that you guys are all here. And the other only thing I would want to add is, after listening to any of this, if you have any questions for me or Margaret, please feel free to email me at bobonner@gmail.com, bobonner@gmail.com, and I can get any questions to Margaret that you might have, and we'll begin the questions next, but we hope that this jars you into a new appreciation for everything that St. Mark is doing.